各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠与大家同在。
May God's grace be with everybody.
我们来看耶伯记的34章第四节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 34.
耶伯记34章第四节。
Job chapter 34 verse 4.
34章第四节。
34 verse 4.
Tim, would you please read?这边提到说，我们当选择啊，我们当选择什么是是的啊。
Here it tells us that we should choose justice for ourselves.
那也当知道什么是善的来选择来做。
And we should also choose what is good to do.
我们这堂我们想用你可以选择啊做题目，我们来想一想，来彼此来劝勉。
And for the session, we like to use the topic of.You can choose for our mutual edification.
人生很多东西啊，你没有，我们没有办法选择。
There are many things in life that we cannot choose.
比如说你没有办法选择你的父母。
For example, you can't choose your parents.
你没有办法选择你的性别。
You can't choose your gender.
你没有办法选择你出生的家庭。
You can't choose the family you're born into.
但是从我们懂事到我们离开人间呢，很多事情是可以选择的。
But from the time that we come into this world until we leave, there are many things we can choose.
所以耶伯记这边讲，我们当选择什么是对的，什么是好的。
So Job says here that we should choose what is just and what is good.
所以我们用你可以选择啊，我们来谈三点哦。
So we'd like to share three points about you can choose.
第一点我们来谈呢，你真的可以选择啊。
And the first point is, can we really choose?
你真的可以选择了。
Oh, you really can choose.
那第二个，我们来谈一谈为什么神让人选择。
And the second is why does God allow us to choose?
我们第三点来谈一谈选择会带来什么后果。
And the third is what is the result of our choices?
我们来看创世纪的第二章十五节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2.
神真的把因着神的爱把选择赋予人
And because and God really gave choice to man.
因为神爱我们。
Because of His love.
我们来看二章的十六节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 16.
二章十六节。
2, verse 16.
Crystal, 请你读。是七节。
17.
我们知道这个伊甸园有各种的果树。
We know that the Garden of Eden had many types of trees.
第九节说它这些果树都是悦人的眼目。
In verse 9, it says that they were all pleasant to sight.
那其上的果子都是可以做食物的。
And all of them were good for food.
那当然还有生命树跟分别善恶的树。
And of course, there was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以你可以想象，那里有这个柳丁啊，有橘，有这个。香瓜啦，有这个葡萄啦，有这个 avocado 啦，什么都有啦。
So we can think that in the Garden of Eden there was tangerines and avocados.
什么都有啦。
There was everything.
你随便喜欢吃什么你就摘什么来吃。
Anything that you like to eat, you could pick it and eat it.
你有自由啦。
You had the freedom of choice.
我觉得我们住在加州真的很幸福。
And I feel that we are very blessed to live in Southern California.
不只是阳光好啊，这个食物充足。
Not only do we have a great sunlight, but we have abundant food.
你可以吃越南面啊，这个日本料理啦，韩国烤肉啦，随你选择啦。
Can have Korean barbecue, can have Vietnamese noodles, right? Anything else you choose.
神真的很爱我们，给我们这个选择的权利。
And God really loves us to give us this freedom of choice.
那其实在这个时代有一棵生命树。
And at this time, there was a tree of life.
其实生命树，我觉得就是耶稣基督本身。
And I believe that the tree of life was Jesus himself.
耶稣说，生命在我里面。
Jesus said that life is in me.
又说，我的肉正是可吃的，我的血正是可喝的。
And he said, you can eat my flesh and drink my blood.
他又说，我是真葡萄树。
And he also said, I am the true vine.
所以你在他里面呢，你跟他连接我们就可以得到生命。
So if we are connected to him, we can have life.
所以当我们享受人间的选择我们更要选择这一棵生命树。
So when we make all these different choices, we should choose the tree of life.
当然我们不要去吃那个善恶树。
And we should not eat from the knowledge of good and evil.
那现在来说这个善恶的这个树啊，应该就是我们不可以做的这些诫命哦。
And for us today, the knowledge of good and evil represents the things that we should not do.
啊，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可奸淫。
Do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery. 啊，
那其实真正的自由就是有限制的自由。
In fact, true freedom is a freedom that has limitations.
所以神说你可以选择，但是有一棵树你不能吃，这是有限制的自由。
And Jesus said, God said that you could eat of any tree, but you could not eat of those trees. And this was a freedom with boundaries.
这是真的自由了。
And this is true freedom.
你看我们在人间呢，我们什么叫自由？
And among us today, what is true freedom?
自由就是不侵犯别人的自由，就是自由。
Freedom is for us to not take away the freedom of others.
所以这也是有限制的自由，这个才是真自由。
So this is actually freedom within boundaries, and that is true freedom.
所以啊，这个在伊甸园，神就给我们真自由啊，有真正的自由来做选择。
So starting from the Garden of Eden, God gave us freedom of choice.
也告诉我们呢，我们选择之后要负责任。
And He let us know that once we make a choice, we have to pay the consequences.
所以感谢神，我们可以随意吃了。
And thank God, we have the freedom to choose whatever we want to eat.
其实也讲到说，你拜神呢，你也可以选择啊。
And he also tells us that when we worship God, we also have freedom of choice.
我们来看耶稣雅记的24:15。
Let's turn to Joshua.
耶稣雅记24:15。
Chapter 24:15.
24:15。
24:15。
James, would you please read? James, right? 24:15.
Joshua chapter 24:15.
他说其实你们拜神也可以选择了。
And Joshua told the people that even in the God you worship, you have a choice.
如果你觉得啊拜天上这位神不好啊。
If you think that it is bad to worship the God in heaven.
从现在的话就说你可以拜你东方来那些神，或者是拜这里印第安人的神，你也可以拜了。
You can worship whichever God that you want.
但是至于我跟我家呢，我们要拜天上来的这位神。
But as for me and my family, we will serve God.
那耶稣亚讲这句话之前呢，讲到天上这位神呢，带给以色列百姓的各种好处啊。
And he describes the various benefits of serving this God.
所以他提到他们神怎么样带领他们出埃及。
And he mentioned how God had led them out of Egypt.
我想，如果你真的看到红海分开啊，或者是约旦河分开啊，你真的会觉得肃穆惊心啊，哇，觉得这是。很这个真大而可畏的能力啊，就彰显在你面前呢、啊。
And if you had really seen the Red Sea part or crossed the Jordan River, you would have really felt that you had seen miracles with your own eyes.
或者你真的有机会在旷野生活40年啊，每天都有玛瑙可以捡。
Or if you had lived in the wilderness for 40 years and had manna every day.
硬邦邦的磐石竟然可以出水。
Even a lifeless rock could give water.
你一定会觉得哇，天上这位神实在是太奇妙了。
Then you would feel that this God in heaven is really true.
耶稣亚他是个战士啊，他体会到其实都是神在带领他们打胜仗的。
And he tells them that it is truly God who had led them in their battles.
所以他提醒他们，你们看，你们跟恶王啊，河东恶王打仗的时候，神差遣防风在你们前面打。
And he reminded them that when they fought a battle.It was God who led in the front.
他说：“你看，你们住这个地啊，不是你们修治的，这个城不是你们建造的。
And even that the land that they lived in, they did not tend to it themselves.
你们吃的无花果不是你们栽种的。
The fruits that they ate of, they did not plant themselves.
都是神赏赐给你们的。
They're all given by God.
这样子，你们要选择哪一位神呢
？So which God will you choose?
今天其实我们真的有选择啊。
So today we truly have a freedom of choice.
我们可以选择拜马门。
We can choose to worship Mammon.
或是我们可以选择真的全心全意的把我们的心归给神。
Or we can choose to give our hearts wholeheartedly to God.
那我们知道拜马门的结局啊，就是思念世上的事情啊，这个都是会过去的啦。
And we know that those who worship Mammon, all those things that they pursue after will eventually fade away.
有时候我们会想一个问题：为什么主耶稣，为什么神让这个两个强盗跟主耶稣一起同钉在十字架上面？
Sometimes I wonder to myself, why did Jesus allowed two others to be crucified next to him.
啊，那这个两个强盗啊，其实你看马太福音，他们刚开始都是讥笑耶稣的。
And these thieves in the beginning laughed, mocked Jesus.
那可是经过了一段观察啊，另外一个强盗就骂另外一个强盗说：“你不可以再这样讲了。”
But after a period of observing Jesus, one rebuked the other.
他说：“其实他是跟我们不一样的人哦。”
He said.And indeed, he is different from us.
还有求耶稣说啊啊，请你纪念我。你得国的时候，请你纪念我。
And he said, "Remember me when you enter into your kingdom."
其实你仔细看，这两个人可能做的事情是差不多的，都是盗贼耶。
And those two people on the who were crucified with Jesus were the same. They both were thieves.
啊，他们呢、啊、都得到同样的惩罚。
And they received the same consequence.
但是即使在十字架上，他们也有选择要拜哪位神呢、啊？
But even on the cross, they had the choice whether or not to worship God.
所以今天我们呢、啊，即使我们已经受洗了，我们也是要选择，你到底是全心要归向这位神呢，还是我们的心呢、啊？啊，在世界上而已。
And today, although we are baptized, we still have the choice: do we want to wholeheartedly follow after God, or do we want to follow the world?
那我们听了很多的见证啊，就了解说神真的在我们当中啊。
And after we have heard many testimonies, we know that God Himself is among us.
神奇妙的作为不只是在啊耶稣亚的时代才有。
His miracles are not only in the days of Joshua.
这次在 Cerrito 教会有灵恩布道会。
There was a spiritual convocation at Cerritos last week.
那有一对夫妻啊，他们是朋友啊，来到我们当中啊。
There was a couple who came as friends, who are friends that came to our church.
那这个先生其实他的爸爸，应该是爸爸，其实是外教会的牧师。
And the father was a minister in another church.
这个先生他自己讲说，小时候都是妈妈拿棍子打他，他才到教会的。
And he said that. He used to go to church when he was young because his mother beat him.
可是有一天晚上啊，他到前面来祷告。
But one day he came to the front to pray.
啊，真的很奇妙，圣灵不只是他圣灵得到圣灵，而且圣灵充满，把他这样子身体这样子，然后，就是让他震动很厉害。
And not only did he receive and be filled with the Holy and was filled with the Holy Spirit, but he also was lifted off the ground.
就是上下跳动了哈。
Jumped up and down.
哦，他祷告完第一个感想是神真的在这里呀、啊。
And his first thought was God is truly here.
啊，在一直在问，我回去的时候还会可以讲方言吗
？And he kept on asking, when I go home, will I still be able to speak
in tongues? 因为那个感觉实在太好，他说你跟神祷告不用讲太多，他都知道。
Because that feeling was so great, and he knew that you don't really have to say too much before God, because he knows everything.
啊，所以啊，真的，我们这里有很多神奇的作为啊，像耶稣的时代，那我们到底要选择拜哪位真神呢？
In our church, we have miracles just as in the days of Joshua. So which God do we want to choose?
我们是不是全心全意的来拜他？
Are we going to worship him wholeheartedly?
神是可以选择的。
Because we can choose which God we
want to worship. 其实圣经也讲守诫命也是可以选择的。
And the Bible tells us we can also choose whether or not to obey the commands.
我们看生命记的28章啊。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记28章。
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记二十八章的第一节到第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 through 5.
你弟兄，请你帮我们读好不好？生命记二十八章第一节到第五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 through 5.
二十八章一到五节。
28 verse 1 through 5.
阿们啊！这里谈到说，如果我们选择遵守神的诫命
，Here it tells us that if we choose to follow the commandments of God，
什么都是福气就对了啦。
Everything will be blessed。
他就想说，如果你若不听从神的话
，But if we do not follow God's word，
那开友，请你读十五节。
Please read verse 15。
开。 我们跳过来读十九节。
Let's skip to 19.
哦，就是很多的咒诅，如果不听神的话。
But if we do not listen to God, everything will be cursed.
所以其实守诫命也可以选择哦。
So even following the commandments is our choice.
所以你看哦，后来这个以色列百姓入迦南地的时候啊。
So after the Israelites entered into Canaan.
那他们呢，在打仗的一个当中呢，他们就耶稣把他们带到两个山的当中。
Joshua brought the people in the battle between two mountains.
六个支派的人面对这个基利心山，六个支派的人面对着以巴路山。
Six of the tribes faced one mountain, and six faced the other.
那听说基利心山是 green 啊，有比较绿啊，所以他们叫做 Mountain of Blessing 哦。那以巴路山呢，比较像加州的山，就是光秃秃的啊，所以呢，那是 Mountain of Curse 哦。啊，他们就在那里念这个啦。你若听从神的话，不啦不啦不啦，然后呢，那个面对基利心山就说阿门。那换这边念哦，你若不听神的话，不啦不啦不啦，然后面对以巴路山的人就说阿门、哦、所以就是就在讲念这里了、哦欸、那个 你如果听那怎么样、哦、那边的人就阿门、啊、不听怎么样，那边的人就阿门，说一个是咒诅山，一个是祝福山、啊、
And one of the mountains was very green, and that was a mountain of blessing, and the other one was very bare, just like the mountains in California. So when they read this passage and said, if you follow the commandments of God, you will receive blessing, those facing the greenmountain of blessing would say amen, and when they listed the curses, if you do not obey God's commands, the others facing the other mountain would say amen.
所以摩西的意思就是说，耶稣就说，你看你们，我把你们分一半哦，你们真的可以选择，你们要选择这个咒诅，还是要选择祝福，你们自己要去想。
And Joshua said, I have divided you in two.Into half, so you really can choose. Do you want to follow the commands of God, or do you not want to?
那生命记二十八章谈到最后，他说，如果你们不守诫命，会怎么样呢
？And Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells you that what your ultimate consequence will be if you do not follow.
六十四节这样讲哦。
In 64 verse
64, 他说，主必使你们分散在万民中啊，从地这边到地那边啊，你必在那里侍奉你和你列祖素不认识的。木头石头的神、哦、就说你如果真的不听守诫命、啊啊、到最后怎么样，你们要赶出被赶出自己的地，因为你们的地是受咒诅的。
If you really do not follow the commandments of God, you will be cast out of the land because that land will be cursed.、
啊、结果他们就漂泊、啊、到世界各地去、啊、
And they will be scattered and wander on the face of the earth.
诸位您知道、啊、如果你到开封去、啊、中国大陆开封，你会找到大卫的心、啊、开封就是中国大陆一个省份。
So if you go to a certain area in China, you'll see the
大卫的心啊 ，David Star.
Oh, you'll see David Star.
啊，代表犹太人曾经到那里屯居过，住过。
And it represents that the Jewish people had once lived there.
你在中国的东北找到很多犹太人的坟墓。
And if you go to the north part of China, you'll see a lot of graves of Jewish people.
你到阿根廷很多犹太人在那里。
And Argentina has a lot of Jewish.
你到全世界各地去都可以找到犹太人的足迹。
No matter where you go in the world, you will see the marks left behind by
the Jewish.
证明什么？ And what does this represent?
证明这个预言呢、啊、实现了。
And that means that this prophecy has been fulfilled.
所以当尼基米有机会回到他们的故乡去重建这个圣城的时候。
So when Nehemiah had the chance to go back to rebuild the temple.
他安了门上第一件就是再来重要的事情就是教导百姓，你们哦不可以再不守诫命了，不守诫命你们还是再被赶出去的。
The first thing he told them was that you cannot not follow the commands of God or else you will just be cast back out.
所以他对那个守安息严得不得了，人家晚上哦等在城门口哦啊那个准备改白天哦那个要进去做生意啊，人家等在城门口的尼希米都要去办人家了，说你不可以这样子的，礼拜六啊不做生意的。
So he was extremely strict about keeping the Sabbath. For those merchants who came to sell on the Sabbath, he even told them, you're not allowed here.
那个城门啊，礼拜晚上啊，那个城门的影子一出现，他就关门了，不让人进出了。
As soon as the shadow came on Friday evening, he closed the gate and no one could go in or out.
他为什么守得这么严谨？
And why was he so strict about this?
因为他们曾经经历过亡国之痛，这个我们没有经历过，不晓得。
Because they've already experienced the pain of of exile, and we have not experienced this pain ourselves.
那今天我们呢，也是有选择，您愿不愿意守十条诫命？
And today we have the choice. Do you want to follow the Ten Commandments?
而且是喜乐的来守啊。
And do you want to keep them joyfully?
啊，真的有时候有一次小弟到一个外国外的教会去。
And I once went to a church out of the U.S.
那我就注意到一个弟兄，怎么最近安息日常常来聚会。
And I noticed there was a brother who came regularly to the Sabbath.
那个教会有200多位信徒，这个几乎都是80%都是开超市的。你要叫他安息来聚会太难了。
And at that church, 80% of the members opened supermarkets, so it was pretty hard to ask them to come to church on Saturday.
但是呢，这个弟兄呢，哎，最近常常来。
But that brother kept attending regularly.
我就问他说，是什么原因让你啊改变心意守安息日
？So I asked him, what is the reason why you changed your heart and actions to come to keep the Sabbath?
他说有一次啊，他听传道在讲台上讲啊，他说你做做看，你看到神会不会亏待你啊
？He said.He heard that a pastor speak on the pulpit once. Try it and see if God will reward you.
结果他真的发现到，哎，神没有亏待他。他每个月所做的还是一样，不过他有时间到教会来跟家人一起守安息日。
And he paid attention and he realized that God truly did reward him when he came to spend the Sabbath day with him.
当然，这个是他个人的体验了哦。
And this was his personal experience.
那当然还有其他的，像那个尼西米对很多的诫命啊，他都很严格的啊，叫他们来执行呢。
And there were many other commands that Nehemiah very strictly warned the people to keep.
所以今天我们可以选择，我们可以做很多事情都可以选择。
And there are many things that today that we can choose.
但是我们要想一个问题，就是第二点，我们来谈谈为什么神让人选择呢？
So,
为什么神把这个福气给人呢？
So the second thing we want to discuss is why does God allow us the freedom of choice? Why does He give us this blessing?
我们看以赛亚书43:7.
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 47.
以赛亚书43:7.
Chapter 43, verse 7.
43:7.
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
Paul, 请你读好不好 ？Paul. 请你读 ，please. 好，就这样就好了哈。这边提到说。称呼我名下的人是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
And here it tells us that everyone who is created, who is called by His name, is created for His glory.
所以我们神给我们自由，就是目的，就是当我们选择做神以为对的事情的时候呢，那么神就得到荣耀了。
So the purpose that God gives us the freedom of choice is that when we choose to do the right thing, God receives the glory.
我们可以写程式，就做一个机器人呢。
He could have made us as a robot.
那机器人就是我们做写个程式哈，你们当中很多那个 programmer 嘛哈，那你就让那机器人就一直就这样就好了，一直就这样子，一直敬拜，一直拜，就这样。
And those who are programmers, you can program the people to program the robots to keep on bowing down.
那这个没有意义啊，他一直这样跟你鞠躬也没有意义啊。
And this is meaningless, even if they keep on bowing to you.
大家都知道现在有一种吸尘器很厉害，对不对？那个吸尘器它自己会转弯的。
And everyone knows that there's a very amazing vacuum now that just goes on its own.
那个Cerrito教会有一台啊，他们自己碰到障碍物会转弯，然后一直吸的，自己吸的。
And Cerritos has one of them. It will run by itself, and when it hits something, it will bounce back.
啊，你看到这台这个机器会选择，你就说哇，这个设计的人真的是很厉害。
And when you can see this this machine that can choose by itself, you think, wow, the creator was very intelligent.
你会觉得，这个真的是 very intelligent, artificial intelligent, very intelligent, 很有智慧哦。
And you really think that there is a lot of intelligence within this artificial intelligence.
那创造的人就可以得到赞美。
And the person who created it receives the glory.
那神给我们啊，这个自由，我们做对了，神就可以得到赞美。
And so when God gives us freedom, when we choose to do the right thing, God receives the glory.
这是有人问一个问题了哈，有些慕道朋友问一个问题了。
Some friends ask this question.
他说：“你们的神哦，如果不是不全知呢，就是不全爱。”Almighty or all loving.
Oh, they ask if your God is not almighty, He is not all loving.
他说：“如果你们的神知道亚当会犯罪啊，那又做一棵树给他犯罪啊。”那这个呢，就是不是全爱嘛，对不对
？If God knew that that Adam and Eve would sin, but yet he still created the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then this is not love.
那如果神不知道他们会犯罪，所以就给他造一棵树，那么你们的神就不全知咯。
But if God did not know that they were going to take the fruit from the tree, then he is not almighty because he did not know.
所以从你们圣经的故事啊，我们的结论就是，你们的神如果不是不全知，就是没有全爱。
So from that Bible story, they conclude that if your God is not almighty, then he is not loving.
其实这是忽略了，其实神给人自由选择的一个大爱。
And in fact, this concept neglects the fact that God loves us so much that he gives us freedom of choice.
没有错，亚当选错了。
It is true that Adam chose the wrong thing.
但是不代表亚当没有选对的可能哦。
But it does not mean that Adam did not have the potential to make the right choice.
即使亚当亏欠神的荣耀，他选错了。
And indeed, Adam chose the wrong, made the wrong choice and lost the glory.
并不代表以后的全人类啊，没有人选对来让神得荣耀的。所以神造人就是要他自己的荣耀，让你有选择就让他自己的荣耀。
But it does not mean that for the rest of humankind that they will not make the right choice and give God that glory.
所以你看啊，约瑟，他每次选择再痛苦，他都选择对的事情。
So we can see the example of Joseph. Every time he was in a difficult situation, he still chose the right
thing. 你看那但以理再辛苦，他都要拜神，他都要选择对的事情。
And even Daniel, even to the point of death, he still chose the right. He made the right choice.
你看神其实来人间做人，他也都是选择荣耀神的事情。
And Jesus, when he came as man, he also chose whatever gave glory to God.
所以神创造给我们有选择的权利，因为有人可以达到这样子，再比较那些没有办法做到，神又可以 fix 哦。亚当做错了，他又自己下来这个开了一条又新又活的道，让我们归向神。这个就更显出无论这样看那样看，都可以显出神的荣耀来。
So God gave us freedom of choice, so that those who would make the right choice would give him the glory, and those who did not make the right choice, he would help to fix the mistakes they made.
那这个都是可以显出神的荣耀来啊。
And these all lead to God receiving the glory.
而且为什么神给人选择的自由呢？
So why did God give us freedom of choice?
另外原因就是神不会强迫人去爱他了。
Because God does not force man to love him.
因为强迫的爱不是真的爱。
Because forced love is not true love.
我们看雅歌第二章。
Let's turn to Song of Solomon.
雅歌第二章。
Song of Solomon chapter 2.
雅歌第二章的第七节到第九节。
Chapter 2, verse.
二章七节到九节。
2:7-9.
Richard, would you please read? Friend, right? Brother Friend, Richard. 七节到九节。这边谈到神啊，他讲说呢，不要惊动我所爱的，等他自己愿意啦。
And here it says that do not stir up or awaken love until it pleases.
然后他在描述啊，他自己怎么样穿山越岭来到我们当中啊。
And he describes how he came among man.
这个救恩的实现啊，这个不是那么容易的。
And the appearance of salvation was not that easy.
但是神来了，他好像从墙壁后边，从窗户当中观看，一直看哦。你什么时候才醒来啊？你什么时候才接受我啊？你什么时候才爱我啊？啊，这样子，默默的在那边看你哦，等你回头过来爱他这样子了。
But he comes standing behind a wall and looking through windows, gazing to see and when you are ready and see when you are willing to love him.
神就是爱。
God is love.
如果强迫你爱他，这个就不是真爱。
If he forced you to love him, it is not true love.
所以你看那个浪子的故事哦。
So we see the story of the prodigal son.
那个爸爸没有说啊，这个儿子真不孝，我还没有死你就想要分财产。
The father did not say this son is so unfilial. He wants his inheritance before I even pass away.
你没有看到我们这个时代的风俗都是人家那个不是爸爸没有用的才分财产，或是爸爸死掉才分财产？难道你不知道吗？
And don't you know that you only receive the inheritance when the father has died, or if you have no, if you're useless?
你觉得我现在没有用了吗？你现在分财产了吗？
Do you feel like I am useless, that you want your inheritance now?
为了爱他哦，没有把拿一条绳子把他绑住，不让他跑了。
But because of his love, he did not tie him down so that he could not run.
但他跑的时候，他就天天呐、啊，应该在盼望他的儿子回来。
But every day he waited for his son to return.
啊，真的是回来了哦，他跑过去啊，拥抱他。
And when he truly returned, he ran to him and embraced him.
给他穿袍子，给他戴戒指，给他鞋子穿。
He gave him a robe and gave him a ring and gave him a feast.
所以神真的没有强迫你爱他，没有强迫你一定要留在他身边呐。
So God does not force us to love him or to remain by his side.
这个，但是他却默默的在等你回来，这就是神的爱，让你有选择。
But he is quietly waiting, waiting for you to return, and that is his love.
所以我们常常会想一个问题啊，
So we often think of this question.
为什么亚夏娃去伸手摘果子的时候，神不让他手稍微手痛一下嘛？哈，手痛一下就伸不出去了嘛？
Why when Eve was reaching out for the fruit, did God not allow her hand to hurt or something to happen to her so that she would not reach the fruit?
还是像他让他想要上厕所哈？
Or allow her
想要上厕所，他就没有机会去摘果子了。
Or allow her to have to go to the restroom so that she wouldn't get that fruit?
因为神给人自由了。
Because God gives man freedom.
他不会阻挡你的，他不会强迫你爱他的。
And he will not stop you, and he will not force you to love him.
最近在伯恩教有一个姐妹，她做见证。
And recently, a sister gave a testimony at
Paul. 她从小就信耶稣啊。
She believed since she was young.
她知道神的道理。
She knows the truth.
但是哈，她来到美国之后就刻意啊，跟神走不一样方向的路。
But when she came to America, she rebelled from God's way.
她说那房子啊，买卖房子啊，她不晓得请风水师哈来看哈。看了200多间才买那个房子，每一间都要风水师鉴定过，他才买啊。
She was looking for a house and possibly looked at 200 some houses, and in each one she asked
Feng Shui Master
to come and look at it.
那风水师跟他讲说，这个房子好，你这个在这个房子会生孩子。
And the master said.This house is good. You will give birth to a child.
那时候她都还没有结婚呢。
But she was not married.
后来真的很奇怪啊，那她真的在那个房子里面生孩子。
And very oddly, she did actually give birth, although she was not married.
但是呢，从此以后她的路走得很坎坷啊。
But from that point on, her path was very dark.
她走错路了。
She walked the wrong way.
后来最近回头。
And she recently returned.
问她为什么回头。
And I asked her why she returned.
为了孩子，我要回头。
And she said it was because for the sake of her child.
我已经没有路走了。
She said I don't have any other way to go.
真的很奇妙哦。
And it is very miraculous.
她后来没有想到自己还可以得圣灵。
And she never thought that she could even receive the Holy Spirit.
可是我们真的不晓得神是怎么样的一位神，我们真的不知道。
But so the type of God we have, we don't even understand.
但是我们知道一件事情啊。
But we know one thing.
神啊，真的不会强迫你爱他。
God will not force you to love him.
你这个就是他对你的大爱，他给你选择。
And this is his great love that he gives you choice.
但是当你选择回头的时候
，And when you choose to return,
或这样或那样，你总是会感受到神的一个慈爱。
In one way or other, you will feel the love of God.
那我们再谈第三点，就是说，其实无论你怎么选择哦，我们要知道人的选择哦，带着一个 consequences， 就是说。你可以选这样选那样，但是呢，都有一个自己要去承担那个后果。
And the third point that we want to discuss is that no matter how you choose, you will have to face the consequences.
我们来看耶伯记的34章第33节。
Let's turn to Job chapter 34.
耶伯记34章33节。
Job chapter 34 verse 33.
34章33节 ，Jeremy, would you please read?
34 verse 33.
Thirty-four, thirty-three, 34章33节。Okay, Amen. 所以他会施行报应的哦。
So God will repay us.
他说：“选定的是你哦，不是我。”那个以利户在跟耶伯讲：“其实你选择的是你啦，不是我啦。但是呢，他会按照你所做的事情报应哦。”
Elihu said to Job that you're the one who has to choose, not me, but God is the one who will repay you.
所以我们真的是，我们圣上讲，你种的是什么，收的也是什么，神是轻慢不得的。
And so the Bible tells us that what we sow, we will reap.
所以人啊，要去承担他所选择的结果。
So men must bear the consequences of what they choose.
这个有时候影响到我们的生活，甚至影响到我们的生命。
And this influence, this affects our life.
啊，比如说这个亚当犯罪了。
For example, Adam sinned.
那为这样，因为这样呢，那神就咒诅地啊，让亚当要汗流满面才得糊口啊。
And because of this, God cursed the earth so that he had to toil with sweat.
啊，他们就不能在快乐的园子里面再继续待下去了。
And they could not stay in the Garden of Eden happily anymore.
这个就是一个结果啊。
This was the result.
我们常希望有平安，平安就是你心觉得没有责备了，就是很平安的吼。
And we often talk about peace, and peace is not feeling rebuked in your heart.
但实际上讲说，作恶的人没有平安呐。
But the Bible says that the wicked do not have peace.
真的，有的人他作恶十几年之后，他自己到警察局去自首啊，在澳洲就有一个这样一个人呐。
And some people, they after they have committed a crime, they turn themselves in years later. This really happened.
那为什么呢？因为他作恶的人，他心中没有平安。这个他所种的东西，就在他里面，让他没有平安呢。
And this is because in their heart they can't have rest.
哦，真的，我有时候看到我们教会一些同龄啊，他们犯了致死的罪，真的不敢上教会。
And sometimes I've seen brethren who have committed mortal sins and they are afraid to come to church.
啊，所以人选择什么，他要去承担一个后果了。
So whatever a man chooses, he must bear the consequence.
那更可怕的就是说，我们的选择哦，会影响到其他的人，还会影响到我们的后代。
And what is more fearful is that our choices also affect others and affect our next generation.
我们看诗篇的第二十五篇。
Let's look at Psalm 25.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm chapter 25.
十二节十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
Josephine, would you please? 二十五篇十二节十三节。
Psalm chapter 25, verse 12 and 13.
And
the man who fears God, God will teach in the way he
does. 你可以选择啦。
You can choose.
但神也会指示你哦。
But God will also teach you.
有时候你不晓得转右还是转左。
Sometimes you don't know whether to turn right or left.
啊，你问神。
You ask God.
神说右边啊，这是正路。
And God will say, go right. This is the right path.
啊，这是合乎圣经的道路。
And this is the way that is according to
God. 这是荣耀神，这是爱人的道路。
This is the path that will glorify God and lead to benefit.
啊，你选择在这左右边呢？
But if you choose to go right,
他说你必安然居住啊。
You will dwell in prosperity.
然后最后又说你的后裔啊也要承受地土。
And your descendants will inherit.
这告诉我们说你的选择真的会影响到你的后代。
And this tells us that your choices will affect your next generation.
亚当犯罪了。
When Adam sinned,
罪就从一人进入世界。
Sin entered the world through one man.
大家都走向地狱的这条路。
And everyone is headed towards hell.
耶稣来，他顺命，他被钉在十字架上面。
When Jesus came into this world, he took the sin upon himself.
那么世人就因一人的义行啊，大家可以得到救恩呢。
And because of the actions of one righteous man, all men were saved.
所以你看这两个人呢，影响到全人类这么大。
So these two people had such a great impact upon all mankind.
我们可能没有办法这么大的影响。
We probably won't have as great of an effect.
但是我们一个人的选择影响到我们的后代子孙。
But if we will affect our next generation.
你看那个以扫贪爱一个红豆汤啊。
And we see how Esau coveted a lentil soup.
卖了长子的名分。
And sold his birthright.
啊，失去了祝福。
And lost his blessing.
你看以东人后来啊，就是跟神很远啊。
And we see that in the afterwards, the Edomites were very far from God.
啊，所以会我们的选择真的会影响你的后代。
So our actions truly will affect our.
甚至影响到其他的人。
And they will affect other people.
你看亚哈一个人犯罪，亚哈一个人跟耶洗别啊带领全国拜偶像。
Ahab was one person who sinned and worshipped idols.
结果全国就三年零六个月不下雨。
And because of him, the whole country did not have rain for 30 days.
三年零六个月。
3 years and 6 months.
啊，那个这都是影响到其他的人哈。
And this was the effect that others that he had on the other people.
有次小弟在605上面开车。
And there was one time that I was driving on the 605.
我是走605 southbound 的哈。
I was driving on the 605 southbound.
那因为你知道605啊，在接近十号跟六十号之前呢、啊，那个前面哦，常常都没有车子啊，所以你可以开得很快很快的。
And in the 605 is approaching the 10, there's not that many cars, so you can drive really fast.
那一到10号, 突然之间就, 有时候车子就不能动, 这样子。
But all of a sudden, your car almost cannot move.
快要到10号的时候,
when you almost reach the 10.
那我在想这两个年轻人大概是外地人, 大概不知道这个路况。
And so I was thinking that a youth, he...
These two young men, huh?
Oh, these two young men, they did not understand this.
他们开那个 carpool lane, 所以因为在这个没有倒哨线，开得很快啦。
They were driving in the carpool lane and they were driving really fast.
那我的车子刚好堵在快要接近10号的，我就是不能动这样子。
And I was almost reaching the 10, and so my car could not really.
我不是 carpool lane 哈。
I was not in the carpool lane.
那突然之间听到一个很大的响，咦，很响很响这样。
And suddenly I heard a very loud screech.
哦，就看照后镜啊。
And I looked in the rearview mirror.
我看 carpool lane 他们两个，我开很快，然后呢刹不住，刹不住了，刹不住了。
And I saw those two youths, they were driving very, really fast, and they weren't able to stop in time.
然后他们最后那个车子就打到那个挡，就是那个中间的 divider 哈，然后一打到，然后就飞起来，那飞起来就 land 哦，就掉到呢我前面的那个车子的上头去了。
And I saw that they hit the center divider and were airborne and flipped over and landed on the car in front of me.
很感谢主嘞。 他们两个爬出来还没事嘞。
And thank God that those two were able to get out unharmed.
可是那个被他撞到了，真的是这个叫做天外飞来的横祸啦。那不晓得怎么，哎，一辆车子从天上掉下来，怎么就掉到我前面呢？掉到我车子上面呢？But
the car in front of me probably felt that they had a disaster fall from heaven upon them.
有时候我们一个决定哦，我们一个无知的决定哦，你不只是影响到自己啊，你会影响到其他的人嘞。
And so sometimes when we make a decision that is not unknowingly, we affect other people.
你看有些人啊，他就在马路上走啊，那有些人他就是喝醉酒，不就把他撞上去了。
Some people are just walking on the street, but a drunk person can just hit them.
所以一个你的一个决定，你决定酒后驾车，那对无辜的人，那是一个不晓得怎么办的事情啊。
And for the person walking who is innocent, they are innocent.
所以你的一个决定啊，你不要讲这是我的决定啊，你会影响到其他的人，也会影响到你的后代子孙。
So don't think that this is just my decision. You will affect other people and affect your next generation.
我这里有注意到我们真耶稣教会的青年哦，他们结婚之后第一个决定就是我绝对不要给我孩子受洗，不要这个信仰，让他们长大之后自己选择啊。我真的有看到这样的家庭啊。
I've seen some youths in the True Jesus Church who, after they get married, they decide that they will not baptize their children and let them decide when they grow older.
其实他们很讨厌自己被父母亲抓来受洗。In
fact, they themselves resented the fact that they were baptized upon birth.
事实上，他们本身也把教会当成一种不是必要的东西啦。And
they don't think that this is something that's necessary.
所以常常有时候也没有看到他们来。So
they don't even attend the Sabbath service.
那你长久这样观察，你就会觉得他们的孩子啊，他们的家，他们的孩子啊，渐渐的就在神的国度里面消失掉了。And
when you observe these families, you will see that gradually, they and their children will leave the church.
这是父母亲的决定哦，父母亲的决定。And
this is the choice of the parents.
啊，到最后影响到全家的人。But
in the end, it affects the entire family.
其实我们个人的决定啊，不只是影响我们自己的生活，影响到我们的后代子孙，有时候也会影响到我们的灵命啊。
And the choices we make not only affect others and our next generation, but they also affect our spiritual well-being.
我们来看马太福音7章13节。Let's
turn to Matthew chapter 7.
这个就是一个选择了。This
is a choice.
7章的13节14节。7:13-14. 另外一个经文，请你读好不好？ 我们耶稣啊，跟我们提醒我们要选择啊，进到窄门啊，走小路了。And
Jesus reminds us that we must enter through the narrow gate and walk upon the narrow path.
虽然找到人这么少哦，但是你要选择这样子做。Although
there are very few people who find it, we must choose this way.
我们不要跟着大家去挤大路啊，去进那个大门呢。Don't
follow everybody to enter through the wide gate.
因为那条路引到的是一个灭亡。Because
that road leads to destruction.
所以我们常跟朋友讲说，不要单言哦，你要走小路，你要选对，做对的选择。And
so we often remind our friends that do not tarry, enter this narrow path.
人生的事哈，有时候真的是没有办法选择啊。
Because there are many choices that we cannot make in this life.
比如说，人家如果撞到你的话，那个人家酒醉撞到你，你根本不是你的选择，你是不得已，只好就是被撞到。这有什么办法呢？人生很多事情，我们还是没有办法选择。
Because if you are a person who is innocently walking and you are struck by a drunk driver, this was not your choice, and there are many other things in this life that we cannot control.
其实人生也有很多遗憾的选择了，遗憾了，你会 sorry 了。你选择之后，你会觉得很 sorry 这样子。
And there are many choices that you can make in this world that you will regret afterwards.
比如说有的人在信主之前选择这个不好的 habit.
And for example, some people who have bad who chose bad habits before they came to believe.
有的人选择大学玩四年。
They chose to play for 4 years of college.
这个大学毕业之后才后悔。
And they regret it after they graduate.
有的人后悔交坏了交错了朋友。
And some people regret making the wrong friends.
有的人可能后悔啊，也许这个选择错了对象。
And some may regret that they made the wrong choice in terms of their spouse.
但是这些你已经选择过的，有时候你没有办法再，有时候没有办法重新再来过一次。
But many of these choices, once you've already chosen, you cannot go back and make the choice again.
但是常常你选择，我们真的选对了这条窄路窄门哦，你认真走，很多东西以前选错的，你在这条路上呢，你会找到 compensation 啊，你会找到呢，神就能够挽回你的婚姻，神就能够找回你那个失去的平安，而你以前觉得很这个 sorry 的，你走在这条路，因为永生的道路在这条路上面呢，你有。觉得，这些得到很多的改进。
But if we choose to walk through the narrow gate and on the narrow path, then even those wrong choices that we made, God will compensate us for them, so that we can still find the lost piece that we had and the wrong choices we made, God will make up for them.
所以，其实人生最大的选择就是走上这个平安的道路上面。
So the greatest choice that a man has to make is to walk upon this road of peace.
也是最重要的选择了。
And it's the most important choice.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So may God help us.
让我们知道说我们真的要感谢，因为我们有选择的权利。
And to help us to know we really should be thankful because we have freedom of choice.
因为神要在我们身上啊，让他那他使他可以得到荣耀。
And this is so that he can receive glory.
所以神也让我们在从知道啊，他真的是很爱我们了。
And that we will know that he truly loves us.
但是我们要知道，其实选择带来极大的后果。
But we need to know that the choices we make will bring great consequences.
会影响到我们的家人。
They will affect our family.
会影响到我们的后代。
And affect our next generation.
甚至影响到永恒。
And even affect us in eternity.
求主让我们做正确的选择。
And may God help us to make the right choice.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.